Questions about President Bush's service in the National Guard have dominated the news out of the White House this week, but there was another controversy the administration had to deal with. It was triggered by remarks from the president's top economic advisor about the outsourcing of jobs to locations outside the U.S. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Gregory Mankiw is chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers. He's been in the job less than a year, and it was during a press briefing Monday that he uttered the words that drew strong criticism from both sides of the political aisle, at a time when the Democratic presidential candidates are regularly pointing to the 2.2 million jobs that have been lost since President Bush took office. Mankiw was asked about the economic impact of companies moving jobs overseas. He said it's a good thing in the long run.
I think outsourcing is a growing phenomenon, but it's something that we should realize is probably a plus for the economy in the long run. Economists have talked for years about trade, free international trade, being a positive for economies around the world, both at home and abroad. This is something that is universally believed by economists.
Now, Mankiw went on to say that while the markets should determine where any given job is located, that a growing U.S. economy will create new jobs for displaced workers. But any subtlety he had hoped to convey was quickly overwhelmed. Democratic presidential hopefuls used his comments to attack the president. And yesterday on Capitol Hill, Democratic senators, including New York's Chuck Schumer, blasted the administration.
And the fact that our president right now is officially on record saying sending jobs overseas helps America sets every American worker and American prosperity back.
The White House has not criticized Mankiw, but President Bush yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, did make a point to include in his speech a line about jobs going overseas.
There are still some people looking for work because of the recession. There are people looking for work because jobs have gone overseas, and we need to act in this country. We need to act to make sure there are more jobs at home.
But it wasn't just Democrats who were angry. Republican Congressman Don Manzullo, who represents an Illinois district that has hemorrhaged manufacturing jobs in recent years, called on Mankiw to resign. He said Mankiw insulted people who have lost their jobs.
I mean, we don't need theorists trying to run this government. We need people who understand the meaning of a hard day's work, who know the sound of the machinery, the feel of machine oil on their hands, the significance in making things with their hands, in being creative.
Republican Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert also weighed in, saying that Mankiw was wrong. Then yesterday, in a letter to the Speaker, Mankiw offered what amounted to an apology. He said his lack of clarity left the wrong impression that he praised the loss of U.S. jobs. He said it's regrettable whenever anyone loses a job. Still, look for two lasting effects from this week's outsourcing controversy. Expect Democrats to continue to quote Mankiw in their attacks on the president between now and the election. And look for economist Mankiw to be much more careful with his words the next time he's standing near a reporter's microphone. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.